Deandra and Shankara know that. And now so does Leslie. If only the other kids knew the truth. I could never beat anybody the way I beat Charmaine last year. I'd be afraid to. What if I couldn't stop? What if there was no one around to pull me off? I could kill somebody. I know it's in me. I got Mama's blood running in my veins, haven't I? She came close enough to killing me more than once. When I was 12, she went on one of her tears and punched me from one side of the room to the other because I didn't wash the dishes. I don't think that was the real reason, though. She was probably just stressed out from working overtime, from dealing with a hard-to-please new boss, or from juggling bills. And I caught the hard end of it. But who cares about the real reasons? The thing is, the same kind of ugly anger lives in me. I couldn't really see that until Charmaine brought it out. I have to make sure that monster never shows her face again, no matter what. So I find ways to keep her in check. When anger rips a hole in me now, I punch a wall or run till the wind cuts my breath off. Once I sat on a curb, running a piece of broken bottle across my fingertips. Lucky for me, the shard had a dull edge that left a jigsaw of scratches on me, but not a whole lot of blood. I know it was a stupid thing to do. But anything's better than allowing those fingers to hurt somebody else. I couldn't live with that. Not again. Not ever. No, these kids have nothing to fear from me. They just don't know it. Leslie says I've got to learn to let people in, and I know she's right. Poetry just may be a way to do that. I mean, it worked for Devin, didn't it? And Tyrone. We all got to see another side of them. Even Janelle gets up there. Miss Shyness herself. I've never seen her turn so bold. Although the boldness only seems to last as long as she's up front reading her poems, still that's something. Tyrone was the biggest surprise, though. Who would have guessed he wrote poetry? And he knows his poems by heart, no less. Every Friday, there he is, the first one to raise his hand when Mr. Ward asks who's got something they want to read. And he's always the first one up, if Mr. Ward gives him the chance. No goofing around like he usually does, either. He's all business. He takes center stage, clears his throat, and smoothly launches into his rhyme. The first time he got up there, I rolled my eyes like half the sisters in class, certain he was going to spout something lame or nasty about girls and sex or gangsters. I mean, that's all we ever heard him talk about, right? But there was nothing lame about this poem, and none of it was about sex. It was about what's going on in the world and about trying to make sense of it. It was a poem by somebody who really thinks about things. And that somebody turned out to be Tyrone. He made me change my mind about him that day. Maybe I can change people's minds about me, too. It's worth a shot. I better do it quick, though. There are only a few open mic Fridays left before school's out, and the last one will be at assembly, and I don't plan on getting up in front of a whole group of strangers my first time out. Friday is 2 days away, and I know exactly what poem I'm going to read.